Many years ago, I was in a class where a teacher warned that you can never really catch up on lost sleep. That's a common warning, and it sounds kind of grim because lack of sleep is linked to a long list of health risks, everything from anxiety and weight gain to an increased risk of dementia and certain cancers. So is it really true that you can't catch up on lost sleep? And what can those of us who lose a lot of it do? NPR's Allison Aubrey is here to help. She's delved into this topic for a new NPR Life Kit guide to getting good sleep. Allison, thank God you're here.
Good morning, Steve.
What'd you find?
Well, this may not surprise you, but a lot of people are not getting the recommended 7 or more hours of sleep each night.
I'm holding up my hand.
I figured you'd be the first one. And when I went to talk to people, I heard a lot of reasons for this. I heard crazy travel schedules, work projects, and another big one, people like Laura Nunn, who have young children.
This is King, and he's 2.5.
I met up with a whole bunch of moms. They were at a story time event held at a local bookstore over at Politics and Prose. And we talked about this new study that finds 6 years after the birth of a child, parents are still not getting the amount of sleep that they got before they had kids. Mm-hmm. And Nunn says this really rings true to her. I mean, on nights that she misses out, she says she feels like she's in a fog the next day.
It's kind of like a nightmare. It's just like, where was I? What am I doing? And it takes time to recover from waking up.
Now, a lot of people, like Nunn, try to catch up on lost sleep by getting a nap.
I definitely feel refreshed and energized.
And another mom that I spoke to who has an infant, she says she tries to just tell herself it'll all be okay. She remembers missing out on sleep back in college.
Partying all night, writing papers in the morning.
But now with the kids and jobs, can you ever really recover from lost sleep? That's what people wanted to know.
It's what I want to know, because the question being, if I get extra sleep on the weekend or if I take a nap, does that really help me?
Exactly. That's something that researchers at the University of Colorado have been trying to answer. And in a study that they just published, they recruited a whole bunch of young, healthy people in their 20s and 30s who agreed to spend about 2 weeks in a sleep lab. And some of them were allowed to sleep no more than 5 hours a night mm-hmm. for 5 consecutive nights. Now, what the researchers found is that after just 5 days, a lot of bad things started to happen. I spoke to the study author. His name is Christopher Deppner. And he said, in the absence of sleep, people start to eat a lot more, especially at night.
So just after 5 days, people can gain as much as 5 pounds. And we also see their regulation of their blood sugar. So we call this insulin sensitivity. We see that decreases. And in some people, it decreased to a level where they'd be considered pre-diabetic by their doctors.
After a few days?
I know. I mean, to hear that your blood sugar could rise enough in some cases to hit this threshold of prediabetes after just 5 days, I mean, that is not good news, right? So over time, I should say that when these healthy people go back to their healthier lifestyles, including more sleep, presumably their blood sugar would return to normal. But the finding to note here is that in the short term, these sleepless nights can be really hard to recover from. I mean, when the people in the study slept in on the weekend, their appetite did go back down. But the big picture here is at the end of the study, they had gained as much weight as people who didn't get that weekend catch-up sleep. And their insulin sensitivity was still off.
Okay, so that doesn't sound good. Is anything good here?
Well, here I've got something that's a little reassuring for you. I mean, we hear this message that it's best to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, but it's not the reality for most of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of us just have interrupted sleep for reasons we can't control.
The kid is sick, the end.
Exactly. Your flight came in at 3 a.m. You got to be at work the next morning. And a recent study done in Sweden suggests this is okay. Let me talk to you about it. It was a longevity study. It included about 44,000 people. They were followed over 13 years. And what the researchers found is that if you tend to vary your sleep, not these big swings we just heard about in that study where people were completely sleep deprived for, you know, 5 nights in a row. We're talking if you tend to miss a few hours here, catch up a few hours on the weekend, that does not seem to have a negative impact on your longevity. In other words, the people in the study who caught up on the weekend, they lived just as long.
Okay. Wait a minute. If they caught up on the weekend, they lived just as long as someone who slept well, is what you're saying.
As someone who slept more consistently.
Okay.
So I spoke to a sleep doctor. His name is Chris Winter, about these findings. And here's his sort of big picture take.
What I always tell people is if you're somebody who needs 7 hours of sleep at night, then you really need 49 hours a week. So as long as you're getting your 49 hours a week, we're very adaptable. And I think you can make up for lost sleep. I do not think that I will ever make up for the sleep I lost in medical school and residency. That's long gone. But I do think that in a short term, you can.
Okay, so trying to catch up on the weekends can help you a little bit. What about napping during the day?
Well, one study found that taking just a 20-minute nap can help you make up for an hour of lost sleep, just in terms of giving you back alertness. So, Steve, I want to leave you with a little gift and maybe a new strategy. I have got a cup of coffee here for you.
Oh, thank you very much. It is still warm. Ooh, it is warm.
We are going to talk about the calf nap, or it's also been dubbed the nappuccino. Ever heard of it?
Okay, please, go ahead.
It's a strategy for a short nap that can leave you feeling alert when you wake up. Mm-hmm. It was studied in the UK back in the 90s. It's actually taught to drivers in the UK as a technique to overcome sleepy driving.
Okay.
What you want to do is you want to take this coffee, drink it, then immediately take a nap. Now, after 20 minutes, when the caffeine kicks in, I don't know. Nappuccino success.
Wow. Okay. I think I've literally done this without realizing that it was a scientifically proven good thing to do.
Just don't do this too late in the afternoon. You won't sleep tonight.
Okay. Allison, if you don't mind, I'm going to go get some rest.
Please do.
NPR's Allison Aubrey with the latest tool from the NPR Life Kit. Allison, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Steve.